terrorism, and the real enemy?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book explaining why we have so much death and suffering. It's called Walking Through Shadows. Well, Ken, the events of 9/11 still trouble many Americans and will for years. Does the Bible have any insight on such tragedy?
You know, the terrorist attacks made all of us more aware of the threat of such violence and resulted in a war on this enemy. Yet while terrorism's a real threat, everyone has another enemy to deal with. Now, I'm not making light of what happened, but we need to understand that the real enemy in the world is not terrorism, but death itself. You see, what happened on 9/11 should remind everyone that we live in an evil world and everyone's already on what could be called death row. We read in Romans that by one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. When people asked Jesus why a tower fell and killed 18 people at Siloam, he answered, "Unless you repent, you too will all perish." We shouldn't forget 9/11, but let's not forget the real enemy. People's greatest need is to understand the origin of death and the solution. They need to turn to the Creator, whose death on the cross opened heaven to Adam's descendants who repent and trust him.
We have several witnessing booklets posted on our free website, AnswersRadio.com. The topics range from why God allows death and suffering to the accuracy of carbon dating. You can read these free booklets on your computer screen or print them out. It's a service of AnswersRadio.com.